There is a great foundation out there, the Foundation for the Advancement in Research in Medicine, and it's a spectacular name for a foundation, and there's a lot of work that goes on there, and joining us is the founder and past CEO of First Institutional Services, and a great schwacker in his own right, Richard Farmer. Rich, how you doing, bro?
It's nice to be here, Coach.
I appreciate you taking the time to come back. I know Mr. Kelly and you guys got to know each other a little bit.
Yes, we did.
Last time, but I really wanted to get you in here. I knew a little more about what was going on, and
right.
I kind of dropped it on him. It was sort of a surprise for him.
Well, he did a good job, too.
So, you know, you have Farm Orthopedics, but really, yep. you also have this Bone Smart. Tell us a little bit about
right.
that.
Well, let me just go back and give a kind of a Reader's Digest version. But first of all, let me just thank you so much for having me on this show. You know, I was on it a couple of weeks ago, and I got tapped about 25 times on the shoulder and said, "We heard your program, so I know you're out there."
Well, yeah, they're listening out there.
Yeah,
I mean,
great.
This is the high, you know, this is the highest rated sports talk show,
yep.
certainly in the desert of Southern California.
Yeah, and it's nice to be on.
Without any question at all, John, is there any question about that at all?
No question.
Thank you
okay.
very much.
There we go. This whole thing started out of gratitude about 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was the recipient of a...
you had a new hip, right?
A new hip, right. And at that point in time...
And this is 8 years ago now. So
eight
this
years.
Is like, you know, it had been doing these new hips for
oh,
a little
yeah.
while.
Oh, yeah. They had been doing them for about 30 years, but they were doing them with the same materials from about 1948, 49
well,
on.
I'm glad you mentioned that because
yep.
they used to run this TV show where you would watch the new hip be put in.
Okay.
And it looked more like a carpenter
yeah.
working than a surgeon. I
yeah.
mean, the guy had a hammer.
Oh, yeah.
And he had this little thing with the round end, and you would watch him go.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd pound that hip, and I'm going, no wonder it takes 10 years for people to recover. I mean, this guy is pounding a sledgehammer into this guy's
oh,
hip
yeah.
socket.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the technology has come so far, but 8 years ago.
Well, what kind of recovery was involved in that one?
Well, it was interesting because I was the first person to in the United States to ever receive a ceramic-on-ceramic implant. That's
mm-hmm.
ceramic. And I was a guinea pig.
Why, yeah, well, I was going to say, how did you finagle that?
You right? know, I think through divine intervention, I was mm-hmm. led to some researchers and a surgeon that was working in research in this. And basically, they asked me if I wanted to be the first guy and have to sign my firstborn away
yeah.
and what have you. And I was so grateful for the technology. They actually had to make the implant in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
They brought it out here, and when the operation was over and I knew it was good, I asked the question, and I still go back and ask sometimes why. I said, what can I do for you? And they answered, we need money for orthopedic research, and we need consumer awareness that there are alternative enhanced material
mm-hmm.
for implant surgery, like ceramic. And what's interesting is that over the years now, ceramic has now been approved 100% by the FDA. So if you're 55 younger, maybe 60, your surgeon will probably recommend a ceramic implant.
Oh, it's interesting. Now, when,
yeah.
when we think of ceramic,
yeah.
I mean, we don't think necessarily in terms of strength. We think of dropping a ceramic
right.
Thing off the kitchen table. And,
yeah.
But this is a different
thing. Oh, yeah. This is right from the earth, Coach. I mean, this comes from the earth, and it's cured at, you know, thousands of degrees, if you will. And it's the actual ball, you know... It's amazing because I guess the only way it could crack is if you and I were on the golf course
mm-hmm.
and I got hit by your drive right in that spot, the thing would probably shatter.
Yeah, but
studies are showing now in Europe, you know, they're showing 30 years of wear rate versus the 12 and 15 years with traditional material.
Okay, so you had the first one done
yep.
8 years ago.
Yep, started this foundation, never thinking that it would take off to this magnitude. I want you to know that Bone Smart, which is our consumer outreach program,
mm-hmm.
Which is Get Bone Smart. And if you want to go to it, it's www.bonesmart.org.
Okay.
We'll give the potential implant patient, both hip and knee, information that's available. So when that patient looks at that website, he's more armed with information and can discuss it with his surgeon in a more intelligent way.
Now, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Do surgeons have a vested interest in what kind of hip they put in you?
Not really.
So,
no.
So when you bring this information to the surgeon,
yes.
chances are he's probably aware of it, but can you say to the surgeon, this is the hip I want?
Well, you know, it's interesting. With the advent of communication so wide open now, especially with the Internet, people can actually download and take off, you know, a piece of paper from from our website and show the doctor. Mm-hmm. Look, ceramic shows almost no wear after 30 years. What you're suggesting is showing wear after 12 years. Why aren't you recommending the ceramic?
Right.
Or some other product like that? Ceramic is not the cure-all, but it's one of the more newly technological advances.
Well, this is obviously very important in a sports context as well, because there are, I don't know, probably more guys and gals here in the desert of Southern California who are going to be in need of this kind of replacement.
Oh, absolutely.
And, what better opportunity than to walk in with information? I think sometimes, you know, I love doctors, they're heroes, but, mm-hmm. you have to bring them what you know, too.
Absolutely. And, Coach, let me just bring this to your attention. 8 years ago, I had this surgery. I want to show you how far the technology has gone. I was in the hospital for 5 days, and I'm in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 3 months to rehab and took another 3 months to get on the golf course. A year ago, I had the other side done.
Mm-hmm.
I was out of the hospital in 36 hours. I was back on the golf course in 3 weeks, and I won my men's championship after 3 weeks of being on surgery. Now, that is only in an 8-year period of time.
And what's the difference? Is it the incision is not as dramatic? They can go in, and without causing as much damage as they've done in the past?
That's a great question, a great observation. You know, what they have now is minimum invasive surgery called MIS. I want to talk a little bit about that because that's such an important part of the surgical procedure. You know, before we focused on implants, now we're starting to focus on surgical procedure.
Right.
And now, for example, there is a organization in Florida called Mako, and Mako basically has created, Mako Surgical, has created a robot that is actually assisting the surgeon to come in and do a more exacting type of surgery. Mm-hmm. Right now they're working on partial knees.
Mm-hmm.
Soon they'll be working on hips and full knee replacements. But in that situation, if you went in for a partial knee replacement, you'd be out of the hospital in less than 36 hours.
It's amazing.
You'd be driving your car in a week, and you'd be back on the golf course
a
couple of weeks.
When we were kids, we watched the $6 Million Man. In fact, I've had the opportunity to play golf with him at the Sinatra.
Right.
And now here we are really... as Paul Simon would say, this is the age of miracles and wonders.
That is absolutely right. And, your observation was really good, too, about doctors. You know, this is an observation, not a judgment. But I think there are times when surgeons will get lulled into a state of complacency on a certain procedure.
Sure, they've done it a million times.
Exactly.
And they're comfortable with it.
Exactly.
And why change it if it works for them?
That's right. And so the mission of the foundation and BoneSmart is just awareness. And we feel if we make the population more aware of some of these benefits, and then the surgeon becomes more aware that more patients are talking to him,
mm-hmm.
that surgeon may change his, modus operandi, if you will.
About 37 million people suffer from osteoarthritis, and research conducted by the Arthritis Foundation concludes that approximately half of those suffering from arthritis believe that nothing can be done to improve their mobility or to reduce their pain. Now, we've helped with the arthritis golf tournament for many years, and because arthritis is in everybody's family almost, and it is one of the cruelest of all diseases because you work your entire life so that, at 65, if you're lucky, like my friend Rich over here at 35, you can retire and enjoy, sunset years. And, if you've got arthritis, hip especially, or any part, it just is a cruel blow at the end of the line.
Yeah.
And so you guys are offering an opportunity for people to at least, get interested and get smart.
Absolutely.
And get bone smart in particular.
Yeah, bone smart. Again, I just want to make sure people understand that they can find this information at www.bonesmart.org. But, Coach, you're so right on in the sense that, the purpose to our foundation really is to abate fear through education or through awareness. And we're amazed that we have between 70 and 80,000 visitors a month. We don't measure hits. We measure visitors who stay on the site for at least 3 minutes.
So these are people that are at such a point in their life.
Yes.
That they've gone to the internet
Yep.
And they have typed in arthritis or help or hip or bone, something, and, and they come to you and they find information that is, I'm sure, very valuable.
Yeah, you know, it's another astute observation you made. Google has a program called Keyword.
Mm-hmm.
And the foundation, through BoneSmart, subscribes to that. And if anybody just hit on Google, hip replacement, knee replacement, any matrix of that, BoneSmart will come up number one or number two. But I wanted to share with you something that's really important. We have probably one of the finest surgeons who's working in alternative enhanced material and robotic surgeries in our desert, and that's Dr. Raj Sinha. He actually was my surgeon who did the surgery where I was out of the hospital in 36 hours with a new hip replacement. He can be found at JFK Hospital, but I'd like to give the number up because I'm sure there's a lot of suffering people, and, you know, this is not a plug as much as it is providing information, and that's Dr. Raj Sinha, S-I-N-H-A, who can be reached at 760-262-2805, one of the finest men and one of the great surgeons in the country.
Let me just say, Richard Warner is, he's a... you know, one of these desert bon vivants. You know, I mean, he's you know, he's around a lot. You've been you know, blessed and successful in your career and, and what you've done in your life. You don't need to be doing this.
No, no.
I mean, this is you know, this is not something you're doing you know, to put food on your table.
Oh no, no.
And so you know, when I see that, you know, it adds something very special to it because of what you went through.
Yes.
And you were so excited by. By the change in your life, that you wanted to see if you could help other people.
Yeah, you know,
you know, that's what makes this country go around.
Absolutely, you know, and for you to observe that is another validation of who you are, Coach. Because you know, I haven't taken a paycheck. I don't plan to take one. I've been doing this for 8 years, and people have asked me, you know, why is it in your golden years, as you have made mention, you know, why are you doing this? And, you know, my answer is pretty pat, and that is every step I take pain-free reminds me of how I used to be in a wheelchair. That's how bad it got. Mm. And I want to make sure I get this information in my lifetime to as many people as I possibly can. And the rewards of doing that are way over and above any paycheck I could ever take.
Well, you know, the fear for a lot of us, I mean, it's, you know, it's a fear, really, for especially those of us that live out here, who enjoy this great game of golf that you and I both love.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the notion that, you know, at the age of 60, you're not going to be able to, you know, to enjoy it is a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and we saw what happened with Jack Nicklaus.
Oh, yeah.
The greatest golfer, you know, that ever lived, at least in
America. And a ceramic hip implant.
And now a guy with a new hip, and he came back out and played with that hip. And,
yep.
And so, you know, it's so important. I just can't emphasize enough how important it is if you're in pain.
Yeah.
You know, to don't just, so often I think we just get stagnated.
Oh,
we say,
yeah.
Okay, this hurts, and it's always going to hurt, and that's just the way it is.
Yep.
Doesn't necessarily have to be that way.
Well, you know, we talked about getting lulled into a state of complacency from the medical standpoint. The patient, the potential patient, because of fear, is lulled into a state of complacency because the pain medication still might be working. But, you know, is that the way that people want to live their life when there is now a bona fide, simplistic way to abate pain?
Right. And you know, the amazing thing about pain medication is that the body is so amazingly made that it after a while it doesn't work.
That's right. The doses
and
increase.
You have to increase the doses. And, and then, you know, what happens to liver and kidney and lung?
Absolutely.
And there's so much that goes on when you're and I'm talking about, you know, the prescribed pain medications.
Sure.
Which, frankly, I watched with my own two eyes kill my mother.
Mm.
And the Advils and the you know, never mind just the Percodans, the Percocets, the Demerol, the and all this stuff that people are taking just so they can get out of bed in the morning.
Absolutely,
you know, it might not help you, but hey, it's worth a worth a look.
Well, you know what again? What's very interesting here is the simplicity of it. The simplicity is if you're suffering from knee pain or hip pain, do yourself a favor, go to www.bonesmart.org, take a look at the information, download that, go see your orthopedic surgeon, and get out of pain. And that's as simple as it is. 10 or 15 years ago, it was not that simple. There were tremendous risks. There were risks in longevity of the implant, risk in the surgical procedure. A lot of that has been mitigated through advanced techniques.
Well, you're a walking example of it, bro.
Oh,
you're out there a plus two handicap.
Oh, no. Don't say that on how many people listen to this station.
It'll be hard for you to get strokes ever again.
Never get them.
So what are the... future plans for the foundation?
Yeah. Well, the future plans are we plan to build a research center, and that research center will be devoted to focusing on Star Wars type of implants. You know, that's interesting. The material has changed over the last 50 years, but the actual implant design has stayed the same. And we feel with the new scientific medical procedures, and I'm talking about surgical procedures, that a new Star Wars type of implant can be designed to get the patient off the table in 24 hours. I'll tell you some of the dreams that our board members have, which are basically all surgeons, high-level surgeons, and that is the patient walks in the morning, the patient walks out that next afternoon, be it hip replacement or knee replacement.
Walks out.
Mm. And is back to an active lifestyle within a 30-day period of time.
It's the Jetsons.
There you go. And you know what? All the technology there, Coach, is still available. It is out there. All people have to do is make themselves aware, and that's exactly what our site is about. So we got the research center. We're entertaining joint replacement hospitals. The Joint Replacement Hospitals of America is on the table to be researched, where we build these things throughout the United States. There are two operating rooms and 12 beds, and we get people in and we get them out using these new technological advances.
Well, it's very exciting, and
thank you.
I think a walking example of what can happen. $80 billion in treatment costs.
Yep.
$47 billion in lost work productivity every year. And as we point out, it ravages lives and steals mobility. And when you're not mobile, then you're not independent.
Right? Absolutely.
And I can't even imagine you not being independent.
Right? Nope.
I mean, you know, it takes away from your quality of life, which,
absolutely,
as I point out, you worked your whole life for.
Yeah.
You know, and so arthritis and hip problems and, you know, it's just one of the saddest things out there, if you ask me.
Sure.
And so, we appreciate you very much taking the time to come by here, bro, and thanks for the media director, Steve Cannon, for hounding me on the telephone for the past several weeks.
Yeah, he's a good guy, and you are a good guy, Coach.
I'm thrilled to have you on. I really am.
I think, like I said,
you're one of these guys in the desert that does an awful lot for people, and nobody knows who you are, and I think that's probably how you like it. But
no, actually, you know, with this program and the audience you have, more and more people will realize who we are, and more people will get relief. I just want to say in parting, again, the site where people can get information is at bonesmart.org. And I would also, if you're having any type of knee challenges, take a look at the Mako Scientific. You can Google that and take a look at the new robotic.
Mako like the shark?
Mako, M-A-K-O.
Okay.
Yeah. And take a look at the new technologies that are being implemented now throughout the United States. There is actually 8 robots in the United States being used actively now.
Thank you, Rich. That's Richard Warner, our buddy. And it's great to have you here.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach. Soapbox, you're tuned in to News Talk 920, KPSI.